and allow some time for our members to come to appropriations. Let me gavel in. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to bring the meeting as a subcommittee meeting. We are only hearing here one item back from concurrence and assembly amendments pursuant to Senate Rule 2010, Section D, where analysis identified state costs. The rules only allow us to hold the bill or return it to the Senate floor to consideration as amended by the assembly. Fortunately, Senator Hill, I have recommended that we approve the measure and send it to the floor. So why don't we begin with your presentation?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. SB 438 does two things. One, it establishes a 7-member earthquake early warning advisory board within Cal OES. Second, it removes the current prohibition on using general funds for the earthquake early warning system, helping to implement the $10 million appropriated by the budget. You can think of SB 438 like as if it were a trailer bill in the budget. It does not appropriate any money. It simply makes policy changes to help implement the warning system, only policy. The analysis notes that the bill may result in cost pressures to operate the warning system. However, any future consideration of general fund expenditures would have to go through the normal budget process. The directive to establish the warning system has been on the books since 2013 and was initially conceived as operating as a public-private partnership. That's still the goal in the law. SB 438 does not change Cal OES's obligation to operate the system as a public-private partnership. They've made great strides in finding sustainable private funding partners, and the board established by this bill will help them in their efforts. SB 438 is a bipartisan bill. I respectfully ask your aye vote, Mr. Chair, at the appropriate time.
Thank you. Apologize. We do have a quorum now. Why don't we establish a quorum? Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Here.
Laura, here. Bates?
Here.
Bates, here. Bell? Bell, here. Hill?
Here.
Hill, here. McGuire? Mendoza? Nielsen?
Thank you. Witnesses in support of the measure?
Reggie Salvador and Tina Curry with the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. Support?
Go ahead.
Hi, Tina Curry, Governor's Office of...
Oh, great. Thank you. Additional witnesses in support?
Evan Anderson on behalf of the American Red Cross in support.
Afternoon, Chair. Jason Bryan on behalf of Seismic Warning Systems in support. Thank you.
Sylvia Solis on behalf of City of Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti in strong support.
Chair and members, Tim Schott on behalf of the San Francisco Bay Area Rapid Transit District in strong support.
Kendra Zoller on behalf of Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones in the department in support.
Good afternoon. Russell Nowak on behalf of the California Fire Districts Association and the California Fire Chiefs Association in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Witnesses in opposition. Finance. We're here. I don't know, is it a good or bad sign that finance isn't here?
It means there's no cost, no money.
Okay, we'll take that as your perspective. questions or comments from committee members? Senator Hill, I just want to thank you for allowing us. We wanted to make sure we gave this bill, given the amendments in the assembly, to have another chance for a public hearing. We felt it was important. We do support the spirit of your bill, but we felt it was important for the public process. And so we'd like to ask you to close.
Respectfully ask for an aye vote. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the consideration today.
Thank you. This is a due pass recommendation to the Senate floor. Secretary, please call the roll.
The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates? Bates, aye. Bell? Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. McGuire? Mendoza? Nielsen?
Thank you, Senator Hill. We'll wait for the absent members to come in.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, very much.
Thank you. Let's not keep Senator Nielsen waiting. Why don't we just open up? We're going to go ahead and open up the item to allow Senator Nielsen to add on. Secretary, please call the absent members.
McGuire, Mendoza, Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye.
Thank you. We will keep the roll open for a couple more minutes to allow our absent members to add on. Secretary, please call, again, this is SB 438, motion by Senator Bell. Secretary, call the absent members.
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza?
Thank you, Senator McGuire.
Thank you.
Secretary, please call the absent members on SB 438.
McGuire? I mean, no. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye.
Thank you. 7-0, that item is out and concludes our Appropriations Committee meeting for today.